Also today, Green Mountain Power officials stopped in downtown Rutland to unveil the first of 12 high-speed electric vehicle charging stations, they plan to install across the state. GMP hopes the new charging stations will encourage more Vermonters to drive electric cars and help ease what's known as range anxiety for people who already do. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
For traditional cars and trucks, there are more than 160,000 gas stations to choose from nationwide. But if you drive an electric vehicle, or EV for short, public charging stations are not nearly as plentiful. But that's something that the state's largest utility wants to change. GMP is partnering with NRG, a large American energy company, with a subsidiary called EVgo. Vermont is the first New England state to be added to EVgo's national network of high-speed charging stations. And GMP President Mary Powell says they're the first utility in the country EVgo is partnering with.
I think this is yet another example where, through collaboration and innovation within our state, we are being a real leader in terms of creating an electric vehicle infrastructure for consumers.
The charging stations look a bit like high-tech gas pumps, but smell better. The one in Rutland offers charges at two speeds. The faster option can provide approximately 80% of a battery charge in 25 minutes. The slower option provides up to 24 miles of charge per hour. Costs vary from 10 cents a minute to $1.50 an hour per charge, with monthly subscription options available. Rutland Mayor Christopher Louris bought an electric smart car last November and was the first to use the new charger. While he admits he was worried an electric vehicle might be inconvenient, he says that's not been the case, and a statewide network of high-speed charging stations will make things even easier. Louris says the fact that GMP is locating chargers in downtown locations is also a plus.
I think there's going to be a whole change in how people refuel their vehicles as they move from gas to electricity. And there are people who can drive from an hour away, plug into this, and walk and go to a show, and when they come back out, it will be fully recharged.
In addition to Rutland, GMP has just installed EVgo chargers in White River Junction, Queechee, and Waterbury, and will add other locations in the coming months. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.